Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you speak to us tonight as we study your word. I pray that you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Open our eyes that we can see, our ear that we can hear, and so that we have a better understanding of who you are and what you have prophesied through Daniel, what's the work of Antichrist when he comes, so that we be on our guard and we watch out, and so that we be aware of what he will do to the saint, and so that we won't fall and stumble, as what is said in here. And I pray that you not only give us wisdom that we understand, give us the power that we can practice what we hear. Not just be the hearer of your word, but also be the doer of your word. And indeed, we will be richly blessed by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Jin, you have to give me your student number. It'll be 5 student number. And you email it to me. At the same time, in that form, I can send directly to them. I will send directly to them. You email it tonight, then I send it tonight. You email tomorrow, I send it tomorrow. Make sure you email it to me. Okay? Okay, now go to Daniel chapter 11. George, could you read it? Verse begin with 31, so that. But I will start explaining in 33.
His armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation. With flattery he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their gods will firmly resist him. Those who are wise will instruct many, though for a time they will fall by the sword, or be burned, or captured, or plundered. When they fall, they will receive a little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble, so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end, for it will still come at the appointed time. The king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and will say unheard of things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is complete, for what has been determined must take place. He will show no regard for the gods of his fathers, or for the one desired by women, nor will he regard any god, but will exalt himself above them all. Instead of them, he will honor a god of fortresses, a god unknown to his fathers. He will honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. He will attack the mightiest fortresses with the help of a foreign god, and will greatly honor those who acknowledge him. He will make them rulers over many people, and will distribute the land at a price. At the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in a battle, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariots and cavalry and a great fleet of ships. He will invade many countries and sweep through them like a flood. He will also invade the beautiful land. Many countries will fall, but Edom, Moab, and the leaders of Ammon will be delivered from his hands. He will extend his power over many countries. Egypt will not escape. He will gain control of the treasures of gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt, with the Libyans and Nubians in submission. But reports from the east and the north will alarm him, and he will set out in a great rage to destroy and annihilate many. He will pitch his royal tents between the seas at the beautiful holy mountain, but he will come to his end, and no one will help him.
Okay, now go back to verse 32. With flattery, the Antichrist will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him. Okay, I want you to write it down right beside verse 32 with flattery. you write down Proverbs 12, chapter 29, verse 5. Whoever flatters his neighbor is spreading a net for his feet. So, brother and sister, I want you to make sure you don't just hear what you like to hear. If you like to hear falsehood, some people will flatter you. But in fact, he is spreading a net for your feet. He wants you to fall and stumble. Antichrist know that. So, with flattery, Antichrist will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. In other words, if you have no desire to obey God's word, if you have no desire to obey God's word, you like people to flatter you. Because you want people to say, oh, you're good. But in fact, you are no good. So with flattery, the Antichrist will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. Anyone who disobeys God's word will be corrupted by Antichrist. But the people who knows their God, right beside who know their God, you write down 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Anyone who knows their God is the one that who obey God's word will firmly resist Antichrist. If you know God's word, first of all, you won't flatter people. Secondly, you won't receive any bad flattery. Okay? First of all, you don't flatter people. You don't cause people to stumble. If you did it, you yourself will stumble. So, what we should do, right beside the flattery, you write down Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and verse 25. We should speak the truth in love. We shouldn't flatter with one another. Ephesians chapter 4, 15 and 25. Proverbs 29, verse what?
5.
Don't cause someone to fall. That's no good. You want to build people up, you don't want to cause people to fall down. Okay? Woe are they who cause people to stumble by flattery. That's the work of Antichrist. Jesus Christ never flatter people. Okay? Jesus Christ always tell the truth. Whether you like to hear or not, he still tell you the truth, but it's for your own good. And I want you to go to Job chapter 32. You also write it down right beside flattery. Daniel chapter 11, verse 1, verse 32, right? Daniel 11, 32, you write down Job, 32, verse 21 to 22. I will show partiality to no one, nor will I flatter any man. For if I were skilled in flattery, my maker, my God, my creator would soon take me away. And that's exactly what happened. God the Creator will take away Antichrist in due time. Because he is good at flatter people. You never follow the footstep of Antichrist. You follow the footstep of Jesus Christ. What's the footstep of Jesus Christ? John 18, 37. Jesus Christ was born to be king. And he testified for the truth. Anyone who belongs to him, obey his word. Don't flatter people. Don't cause anyone to stumble. We should build one another up. Okay, don't flatter. Gospel of John. You are a king, then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason, I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Jesus Christ came to the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth, anyone who belongs to Jesus, belongs to the truth. Listen to Jesus. We only tell the truth in the love. We tell the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Instead, speaking the truth in love. Why instead? Because someone is not doing that. Verse 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the wave, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheme. Who are they? Who are they? Teach with cunning and craftiness. Teach with deceitful scheming. Who are they? They are the worker of Satan. They are the servant of Antichrist. Because that's exactly what Antichrist is doing. So if you hear anyone saying things that flatter you, you know that he is not the servant of God. He is the servant of Antichrist. Instead, we should follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking the truth, because Jesus Christ came as king to testify to the truth. Jesus Christ speak the truth, he lived in truth. Speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Jesus Christ, who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. We have to do our part, not to flatter people, but to tell the truth in love. Verse 25, therefore each of you, every one of you, no exception, all of us must put off falsehood. Put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. Do not flatter people. You speak truthfully to your neighbor, to your friend, you build your friend up. You don't tear him down. Okay? And Elihu is the servant of God. He said, I will show partiality to no one. I am impartial. I am impartial to everyone. I will show partiality to no one. Nor will I flatter any man. For if I were skilled in flattery, my maker, my God, my creator would soon take me away. That's exactly what happened. God, when second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, he would take away Antichrist. He would take away Satan. You understand? Don't follow that footstep. When God take away Antichrist, he will take away you together with Antichrist. So, you understand what I'm trying to say? What did I just say? Okay. Well, you're a smart girl, eh? Go back to Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. What does the covenant say? We tell the truth, speak the truth in love. But those who violate the covenant, he loved to flatter people. So he loved to receive flattery also. Okay? Satan or Antichrist can only corrupt those who follow him. Satan cannot corrupt those who resist him. But the people who know their God, circle the word know, You write down 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. The one who knows their God is the one who obey the covenant. The one who obey His word, who practice the truth. Those who practice the truth is the one who know their God will firmly resist the Antichrist. Verse 33. Those who are wise will instruct many. Those who are wise will instruct many. He who is wise wins soul. I want you to write down right beside wise. You write down Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. If you are a wise man, you win soul. You save people who hear you. Only the foolish one cannot save soul. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. He who wins soul is wise. He who wins soul is wise. If you can lead people to Christ, you are a wise man. Because you follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ, you will be richly rewarded by Jesus. He who wins soul is wise. In North America, both in U.S. and in Canada, they spend so much money in the medical field so as to save life, physical life, and they still will die. But if you win soul, you're going to save his life eternally. You're a wise man. You will be richly rewarded, I tell you. Okay? In verse 33, those who are wise, those who win soul, will instruct many. Tell people, be alert, be prepared, how to face the corruption that bring along by the Antichrist, okay? So that we won't fall into the trap. We all like to hear people flatter you, but you better watch out, you will stumble. And you know what happened? Those who resist Antichrist and those keep on preaching the gospel, telling the truth, instruct many, you know who are they? You write that down. Right beside 33, Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, verse 33a, you write that. Revelation 7. Daniel chapter 11, verse 33b, you write Revelation 14. The 144,000 Jewish people of the 12 tribes of Israel, they are the wise people. They were sent by God, sent by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel to the whole world. And that is what is recording in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Who are the one who carry the baton to finish this task? And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. You write down, right beside Revelation chapter 7, the 144,000. You write down Matthew 24:14. The 144,000 will be sent by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel to the whole world. Then in Revelation chapter 14, they will die after they finish their task. For how long? I think it's 3.5 years. Okay? Revelation chapter 11, Moses and Elijah will be slain, put to sword by the Antichrist, right? 11, and then in 14, they pass away too. So that is exactly what is prophesied in Daniel chapter 11, verse 33b. I read that to you again. Those who are wise, they are 144,000 people, will instruct many. So I don't mean that we don't need to teach people, instruct people. We still have to do that, right? But I'm saying this passage of the scripture talk about the end time. The end time is Revelation chapter 7, okay? 144,000 will be sent. They are the wise people who instruct many, cause them to turn around and repent and turn to Jesus. And though for a time they will fall by the sword or be burned or captured or plundered, don't ever be alarmed when you see the wise people are burned, are captured, are plundered, are put to sword, and then you walk away from the faith. No, you still follow Jesus. Jesus was hung on the cross, right? Right? If you are afraid to be burned, afraid to be captured, to be plundered, whatever your possession that you belongs to you, and someone take it away from you, and you do you still believe in Jesus? You say, yes, I still believe in Jesus. Right beside plunder, right beside capture, I want to read you the passage. Hebrew chapter 10. Hebrew chapter 10, verse 32, all the way to 39. You write it down right beside plunder, right beside Daniel. Chapter 11, verse 33. I want you to go back to Hebrew chapter 10, verse 32 to 39. You write down Daniel. Chapter 11, verse 33. I read that to you and then I explain to you. Remember those earlier days after you have received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering, sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At the other time, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. And you sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accept the confiscations of your property. Confiscation. You joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property. That means your property will be plundered, will be captured, and you may be burned. Okay? They try to threaten you because we don't love this world. We only love God. If you love this world, you will turn away from your faith. You see that, wow, your property, your flat panel, iPod, iPad, Game Boy. Oh, Wesley, what happened if someone, the Antichrist, take away your Game Boy? Will you cry?
No.
Wow, good boy. Doesn't matter, he said. You hear that, eh? Okay. Where are we? We go back to Hebrew, chapter 10. Verse 33. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution, and other times you stood side by side with the pastor, with the preacher, with those 144,000 who were so treated. Verse 34. You sympathize with those in prison and joyfully accept the confiscation of your property because you know that you yourself has better and lasting possession. You lost the earthly possession, you get a better and lasting possession in heaven, in a new world and a new kingdom. Verse 35. So do not throw away your confidence when you see that. It will richly reward it. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, willing to suffer for the truth, resist the Antichrist, you will receive what he has promised, for in just a little while, he who is coming, that's Jesus Christ, will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. Believe in what the Bible has said. What the Bible has said? Even though someone confiscate your property, plunder your property, you accept that. You take it as it, joyfully. You don't be alarmed for that, okay? Just like Wesley said, doesn't matter. What is matter is whether you can go to heaven. Will be richly rewarded, right? Are you telling me the truth, or you just flatter yourself? Telling the truth. Okay, I heard that. All right, hey Wesley, it is recorded in the Bible. It is recorded in the computer already. Okay, cannot be erased. Wesley Fung said that. At the age of 12? That's right. In the year of 2012, January 31st, he said that. I witnessed that. Okay, go back. He who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one, my believer, my saint, the one who follow after me, will live by faith, not by sight. I want you to write it down right beside that. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 7. We don't live by sight. Although you see people torture you, persecute you, publicly insult you, expose you to insult, you say it doesn't matter. You take it. So my righteous one will live by faith, not by sight. And if he shrink back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Brother and sister, whatever you lost, the earthly possession, including your own life, doesn't matter. I want you to write beside here, you write down Matthew chapter 10. Those who can take away your life, take away your possession, the earthly possession, doesn't matter. He cannot send you to hell. But you'll be afraid of the one who sent you both, who can destroy both your soul and your body in hell. Write down Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, who take your possession, earthly possession, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Afraid of God. Afraid of Jesus Christ. Now go back. Daniel chapter 11. You know now, hey, you know what? Now you see the work of Antichrist. Assuming you'll be around during the 7 year of tribulation. If you love your body so much, if someone publicly exposed you to insult and persecute you, lock you up in prison, take away what you treasure, and then you turn away from the faith, shrink back, you stumble and you go to hell. And I understand why Jesus is saying what he's saying. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, if anyone follow me, he must deny himself, including his own possession, earthly possession, like house, job, life, body, beautiful furniture, all these kind of earthly things, you got to deny yourself. Deny all this. And carry your own cross and follow me. Could you read that? Matthew 16:24. Joyce?
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
You know, at first, when I read Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, I thought, wow, what if I don't carry my cross and follow Jesus? What if I don't deny myself? What if I still love my earthly possession?
You know what happened? If I love my earthly possession, I cannot follow Jesus. When Antichrist comes, he probably exposed me to persecution and suffering. I probably will follow the Peter and deny Jesus. Say, I don't know Jesus. You understand what I'm trying to say? You know how important it is to deny yourself and carry your own cross and follow Jesus. I'm talking about life and death. So I don't really believe that just believe in Jesus, you have eternal life, and then you don't want to follow Jesus, but denying yourself and carrying your own cross. Those people who believe in Jesus, but at the same time, did not want to deny himself, did not want to follow his own cross, what happened? They stumble. They fall away. And they don't believe in Jesus. It's very dangerous. You either believe in Jesus, at the same time, you carry your own cross, then you have eternal life, and you're going to enthrone with Jesus. You're going to sit in his throne. You're going to become king. Daniel chapter 11, verse 33. Those who are wise will instruct many, though for a time they will fall by the sword, or be burned, or captured, or plundered. In other words, if you resist the Antichrist, you will suffer loss, the earthly loss, but you have eternal heavenly gain. Does it make sense? Kyle, you understand what I'm trying to say? I find out, you know what? A lot of churches, they don't preach about Jesus and his crucifixion. I want you to write down. We all have to remember that. We know nothing. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2. We preach Jesus is the Christ and Jesus' crucifixion and his suffering. If we talk about his suffering, we are his student, we are his servant, we got to suffer just like Jesus suffered. Then we be overcome. There's no other way, I tell you. If you go other way, you will fall. You will stumble. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I resolve, I make up my mind, I make a decision already that will not be changed. I resolve to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Him crucified, if we want to follow him, we have to deny ourselves and carry our cross and follow Jesus. Then you'll be richly welcomed into his kingdom. You're not going to enter his kingdom with the empty handed. You're going to enter his kingdom with a lot of fruit of righteousness. Because you do the right thing. You know what happened in 34? When they fall by the sword, when they fall by being burned, by capture, by plunder, they will receive a little help. Or those a lot of Christians around you, nobody will help you. Brother and sister, remember that you have to live your own faith. You don't say, oh, how come I used to have Jin Wong to help me. Now she walk away. You know what I mean? You got to go back to Hebrews chapter 10. I stand side by side with those who are being mistreated. You suffer with them. You even go to the prison to visit Pastor John. Do you remember what Matthew chapter 25 saying? Jesus say, take a look. Matthew chapter 25. What happened if you stand side by side with those who suffer for Jesus, who are being mistreated? I want you to read that. Matthew chapter 25. Verse 37, Carl, will you read that? 37 to 40.
25:37. Matthew chapter 25:37.
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
When did I see Jesus in prison and go and visit Jesus? When you do it, the one of his pastor, his servant. Go back to Hebrew. I want you to write it down. Hebrew chapter 10. Verse 32, remember those earlier days after you have received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. Side by side with those who are so treated. That's chapter 10, verse 33. You sympathize with those in prison and joyfully accept the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourself had better and lasting possession. And you'll be richly rewarded by Jesus, according to Matthew chapter 25, verse 37 to 40. You understand? Do you understand? Christopher, do you understand? What did I say? When you see the leader of the church suffer for telling the truth and resist against Antichrist, are you going to follow the leader or are you going to follow Antichrist? How do you follow the leader? He was locked up in prison. What would you do? What would you do? Joyce?
Visit him.
Stand side by side with him. If you did it to the righteous people, and you did it to Jesus. You didn't do it. You know what happened? You don't do it. A lot of people, they don't know that. Carl, could you keep on reading it? 41.
And he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire, are prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and he gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and he gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and he did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and he did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and he did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick, or in prison, and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Those who refuse to look after the righteous people, that means don't look after Jesus. Those who don't look after Jesus, what happened? They go to hell. We have to carry the cross and follow Jesus and help one another. Unfortunately, in Daniel chapter 11, verse 34, when the righteous people, when the wise people who instruct many because they are telling the truth in love, they fall and they will receive a little help. That means a lot of Christians, they are bystander. They just look and without offer their helping hand. You know what happened according to Matthew chapter 25? I want you to write it down right beside Matthew chapter 25.
they go to hell. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they don't understand the scripture. They don't realize it is their obligation to do that. Just like what Paul saying, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. Now I say, woe to me if I don't reach out my helping hand to help those who are in need. Right? Am I right? So if we hear any Christian who being locked up unjustly, we should speak up. Stand by his side. Help him. When you help him, you probably will face persecution too. You lose some earthly possession, but you'll be richly rewarded. Because you did it to the little one in Christ Jesus. You did it to Jesus. You did it to Jesus. You'll be richly rewarded. Unfortunately, when the righteous people fall, they will receive a little help. A little help. People don't want to help them. I want you to write beside little help, verse 34. Take a look at the life of Paul. Same thing. 2 Timothy. Paul helped a lot of people in the church, in various churches, and yet when he was locked up in prison, only Dr. Luke was around with him. Okay? And Timothy, he asked Timothy to come and see him. Only Mark is around with him. Okay? All the other people walk away from him. That's really sad. Really sad. Let me read that to you. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 16. At my first defense, no one came to my support. I want you to write beside chapter 4, verse 16. You write down Daniel, chapter 11, verse 34. Same thing. Write beside Daniel, chapter 11, 34. You write down 2 Timothy 4, 16. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. Amen, amen. I want you to write it down. Matthew 25. Go back to Matthew. I want you to go home and study that. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, all the way to 46. You know what? It's not funny if everyone deserted Paul. That's no good. I'm glad Paul followed the footsteps of Stephen, the martyr, and followed the footsteps of Jesus. He said, may it not be held against them. Paul prayed for them. May it not be held against them. According to Matthew chapter 25, that is against them. Verse 17, for the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles may hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. So I want you to write it down. Right beside Daniel chapter 11 verse 34. You write down 2 Timothy chapter 4, 16 all the way to 18. No earthly human being help you, but Jesus Christ will help you. 16 to what? 18? Yeah. Now go back, Daniel. Daniel chapter 11, verse 34. when the righteous people, when the white people who preach the gospel fall, because they against the Antichrist, they receive a little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. And many who are not sincere will join them. Who are they? Join them? It's not join the righteous people, I believe. I think join them is join in verse 31. They will set up the abomination that causes desolation. You know what? If you are a wishy-washy Christian in those days, your wishy-washy will be exposed. That you're not genuine. You're not truly a believer. You're not sincere. Many who are not sincere will join the Antichrist. Wow, that's scary, eh? Verse 35. Some of the wise will stumble. Why? Why would they stumble? Because they see that, wow, he's my friend. How come they desert me and follow the Antichrist? They stumble. Right beside they stumble, I want you to go back to Matthew chapter 24. Let's hear what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. At that time, many will turn away from their faith and will betray and hate each other. They have turned away from their faith, right? And will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of the wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. I want you to write it down. 24:10-12. Right beside who are not sincere, you join them. Matthew 24:10-12. Right beside Matthew chapter 24:10-12. Turn away from their faith. You write down Daniel 11:34b. When they fall, they will receive little help, and many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble, so that they may be refined. If they stumble, God will not give up on them. God will refine them and purify them and make spotless until the time of the end. For it will still come at the appointed time. Just like when Paul see that a lot of people deserted him. What did he say? Many people deserted him. And yet, may he not be whole against them. He prayed to God and asked God to forgive them. Because Paul has helped them all along. Now, when Paul need help, and they deserted Paul. Everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so they can finish his task. Father and sister, remember one thing. When Paul needed his friend, and his friend deserted him, but his true friend, Jesus Christ, never deserted. Because Jesus knows how he feels. When he was hung on the cross, his disciples deserted him. He knows how he feels. He's merciful to us. So he'll be with Paul. And I hope and I pray that he will do it to us. Because God doesn't show favoritism to anyone. Our Lord Jesus Christ remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. How he treated Paul, as he is faithful in serving God, he will treat us the same way. Do you understand? Don't ever look at people, oh, Wesley, he told me it doesn't matter for the Game Boy, and at that time he cried like a baby.
and I will fall, I will stumble, because I believe in Wesley. Right? Yes or no? It won't happen, right? It will happen, or it won't happen?
It won't happen.
It won't happen, okay. All right. It won't happen. May God help us that it won't happen, right? Many who are not sincere will join them. Some of the wise will stumble so that they may be refined, purified, and made spotless until the time of the end. In other words, God allow it happen that we fall and stumble so that we be refined and purified and made spotless. Just remain faithful to Jesus until the time of the end, for it will still come at the appointed time. So we have to persevere, because the time, we don't know the exact time of the second coming. Verse 36. The king will do as he pleases. Who is that king? That king is the Antichrist. The king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god. I want you to write it down. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. That's exactly what Paul has prophesied. When the Antichrist appears, he will do as he pleases. And he will exalt himself. He will magnify himself above every god, including the false god. And will say unheard of things against the God of gods. Against the God of God. I want you to write it down. In Revelation, when the Antichrist come out, see what he say. Chapter 13. The beast is the Antichrist. The beast is the king. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud word, 13:5, and blasphemy and to exercise his authority for 42 months. That's the latter half of the seven and a half. That's the latter half of the 7 years of tribulation. To exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. So, 13:5-6. You write down Daniel. Revelation. You write it down right beside Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. The Antichrist will say unheard of things against the God of God. And then the Bible says the Antichrist will be successful until the time of wrath is completed. You write that down. Revelation chapter 13. Verse 5, 42 months. Revelation, until the time, right beside the time, you write 42 months. And then you write that Revelation 13:5. The appointed time has been set by God. The Antichrist will be successful until the time of wrath is completed. After the 3.5 years, the Antichrist, together with the false prophet, the beast from the sea and the beast from the earth, will be thrown down into hell. For what has been determined must take place. So we are waiting for that day to come. So I want to stop here, because that's important. I don't want you people to miss out. Remind me the next time, in verse 36. So remember, God allowed it to happen, that the Antichrist was successful, can do as he pleased, and he can destroy the saints, can take away their possession, burn it down, capture them, plunder them, do whatever he likes to do, and he's successful in doing so. Don't give up your faith, because by reading the Bible, we know that God allowed it to happen. Why? So as to what? Refine our faith, purify our faith, and make us spotless until the time of the end to come. Right? We just suffer for 3.5 years. Well, another 3.5 years, that's totally 7 years, if you are right. Does it make sense? Don't ever say to me, oh, how come he's so successful? That means he may be the Christ. No, he's not the Christ. He's the false Christ. He's the Antichrist. You understand? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us to remember what we have learned tonight, and help us to remember. And I pray that we won't be around to see that. But we know what happened nowadays. A lot of wicked people are successful because they follow the Antichrist. And I know in due time, they will suffer pain and they will send down to hell. And help us to preach the gospel. Speak the truth. And help us to be a wise man who can win soul. And instruct many and tell them to turn around and believe in God. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.